Thank you. Thank you. fog-clad brood of the towering heights of the hills of the Chankly-Bor. Then, the vast and gloomy dark, there moves what seems the fiery spark.
The lonely spark of silvery rays,
piercing the cold black night. A meteor strange and bright. Hither and thither the vision strays. A simple, lurid light. On it sparkles, flashes, and leaps. And ever as onward it gleaming goes, a light on the bomb trees ebbs and flows. And those who watch at that midnight hour, from hall or terrace or lofty tower, cry as the wild light passes along. The dawn, the wandering dawn through the forest goes. The dawn, the dawn, the dawn. Long years ago, the Dong was happy and gay, till he fell in love with a jumbly girl who came to those shores one day. Well, the jumblies came in a sieve, they did, landing at eve near the Zamory Finn, where the oblong oysters grow, and the
she
rocks
said,
are
baby,
gray, and all the woods and the valleys rang with the chorus they daily and nightly sang.
She said,
far and few, far and few are the lands where the jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. Happily, happily passed those days, while the cheerful jumblies stayed. They danced in circlets all night long to the plaintive pipe of the lively dong, in moonlight, shine or shade. For day and night he was always there, by the side of the jumbly girl so fair, with her sky-blue hands and her sea-green hair, till the morning came of that hateful day when the jumblies sailed in their sieve away.
Things went right, like a passion, she said. It's my new wife. Ain't that kind of a hangout? Tell me to get out. Hey, good evening. You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. It's been Sound Suit. I'm Joel Cahen. And next week, same time, it's a live mashup. Every Monday, 11 p.m. Check out newtoy.org to hear more recordings and also to see what the ingredients were on this one.